So welcome to Pax Europiana, the podcast about peace in Europe. This one about the Kosovo and Serbian peace agreement, which is so important. Now today, it's the 27th of April 2021, another so-called non-paper has appeared. Yeah, non-paper being basically diplomats thinking loud but not claiming responsibility. It was already denounced as a so-called fake news by the German ambassador in the Republic of Kosovo. But it's very serious paper, contrary to the Slovenian one. It's a much more serious paper. So I suspect that this is really happening. There is this very serious effort now of the diplomatic community, the international community, to get things done and to make peace in the Balkans. And that's very good. Okay, good. Because it's all, you know, that's really very important, and we have to be very careful and very clear in that one. First of all, I will start, what is the real solution and settlement for this peace issue? And then I will go into the paper step by step, and I will run you through this paper, and I will explain what really should happen, and why some things cannot happen, why some things shall happen, and where is the real settlement here to be done. The first thing, and the paper again doesn't address it. We cannot accept Serbian rejection of NATO. Peace in the Balkans depends on all countries being in the same security alliance. There might be some national traumas in Serbia, you know, and all these things, you know, but this doesn't matter for me. And it cannot matter for America, it cannot matter for Europe, and certainly it cannot matter for the neighbors of Serbia, who, with a $1 billion army every year, every stronger Serbia, gets bullied and threatened by Serbia, which is then basically allied to Russia. This is the basic problem. If this is not addressed, we don't need any non-paper. We don't need any dialogue. Yeah? If Serbia doesn't join NATO, dialogue, no. Just Kosovo joins NATO, and that's it, and goodbye. And Serbia can stay isolated until the rest of the days. Yeah? It is like this. Here, this is the most important thing. But I want Serbia to join NATO. It's a great country, great people, they have great history, mostly. Yes, like we in Austria, like the Germans. Also, we have our crimes, we have come over them, I think so, mostly, I hope so. And the Serbs certainly need to get over as well, and also apologize and get this all done. There must be a dialogue for reconciliation, repentance and excuse as well by Serbia as part of the NATO process. Yeah? This is also very important. There can be certainly no EU membership without such a reconciliation and a kind of coping with the past and dialogue. Another topic. But, you know, the main thing we can offer, and again, it's not in the non-paper, the currency, the euro, this is the one thing Serbia does not do compared to all the Balkans, because everybody else is in the hard currency block with the euro, but Albania, true, and Ukraine, yes. But in basically in the Balkans, all other countries, like Slovenia is already a member, of course, we have Hungary again, but nevertheless, that's another issue. I made it already very clear, it is the euro the price for the peace. And it's entirely doable. We have euroized Kosovo and Montenegro already. All other countries, Bosnia especially, Croatia and Macedonia, are pegged to the euro. First the peg and then the euroization. That's the price for the deal. That's the price for peace. That's the price for Serbia to do it, together with NATO membership, obviously. But here we can already do that very fast. This can be done. Serbia is quite digitalized. It can be done in 2022 in the beginning. And that's a major sign that Serbia is ready. Because for NATO, that will be probably part of the peace agreement by 2024. But the euro can be the down payment by the EU and also by Serbia, that Serbia is meant for peace. And, you know, then it's already much more secure, the situation, because countries with the same currency rarely attack each other, to my best knowledge. Good. And then there must be written a very clear commitment for European Parliament elections 2029 to be the elections where Serbs and Kosovo people together, not united in a state, but as two states, but in the European Union already participate in the European Parliament elections of 2029. And that's exactly what is going to happen. And that must be also in that agreement. So then let me also make it very clear that this agreement cannot be done and this peace cannot be done by Europe alone, even when Biden trusts the Europeans. We are not capable enough. We are not able enough. We are not united enough. Borrell cannot lead the negotiation. He is from a non-recognizing country. And so as long as the five countries have not recognized, the EU is not the capable actor in that issue because it's fully partisan. It is the agents of Serbia, ultimately. When they don't recognize Kosovo, they are biased. I think it's objectively, if you are not recognizing one country in such a conflict, then you are obviously biased towards the one you recognize. I mean, you don't have to be a nuclear scientist to say this. So it must be NATO, USA and EU together, and the United Kingdom, obviously, to be in this dialogue and to lead it, obviously coordinated, obviously well done, and obviously Borrell can have the lead in it. It's nothing bad in that one. We should also take responsibility. And if we add the euro for Serbia, it's obviously a very European project, and everybody will understand it. Now I will go in a step-by-step process, because the paper is now widely circulated. If you're interested, it's on the Coeditore website, yeah? And I will now go step by step into this dialogue, and I will explain exactly what is happening. The non-paper presents a joint German-French initiative to relaunch the dialogue for normalization and relations between Belgrade and Pristina under the facilitation of the High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs, Security Policy, Mr. Josep Borrell, and Mr. Miroslav Lajcak. Two non-recognizers. I mean, if you want to be biased, then it's clear. EU Special Representative for the Belgrade-Pristina dialogue with the support of European member states and the United States. And, by the way, the United Kingdom. No more country is more important in single way than the United Kingdom. Remember Tony Blair? He single-handedly made the Kosovo liberation possible. So where's the United Kingdom in that? And nevertheless, I want to have NATO mentioned. No more appeasement of Vucic by excluding NATO. We are all NATO together. So get NATO in, get the UK in. The dialogue for the normalization of relations between both parties will be conducted based on the mandate of the United Nations General Assembly resolution that welcomes the readiness of the European Union to facilitate the process of dialogue between the parties. Yes, okay, that's all fine. Does not include any other parties as facilitator in the dialogue. Yes, okay. If we don't have NATO, which basically liberated and saved the Kosovo Albanians here in this dialogue, then the whole dialogue is null and void for me, and it will never lead to any success. The European Union will undertake a facilitation process. We are doing that since 2011, not very successfully. That should lead to the signing of a legally binding agreement, let's call it a peace treaty, between both parties with the aim of solving all outstanding issues. I have just to check here. All outstanding issues. And that's good in order to progress on the European path. Yes, both should be in the European Union. It's not a path. It's called the European Union. We are not a hiking association. It's the European Union membership in 2029, and as a result, create new opportunities, improve the lives of the people. Now, that's what we're all about in Europe. Yeah, very good. Yeah, there's nothing about that. Kosovo will not impose any trade barriers on Serbia. Now, yeah, that's about the debate about CEFTA and the 100% tariffs. No, that's obviously better not to have. Yeah. And Serbia will ensure the respect of the status quo in regards to Kosovo international acceptance. By the way, Serbia continues this very atrocious and vicious campaign for derecognition in some African states. That was not what was agreed in the Washington Agreement of 2020, Mr. Vucic. Yes, and both sides will continue to respect the established moratorium in the international arena. That's to the detriment of Kosovo, because it means that Kosovo cannot look for further recognitions. That's basically a freeze on future recognitions. It's an unacceptable thing, I think so. And it was a big mistake that Hoti has agreed on that in Washington Agreement. But okay, there was the Israeli recognition. But why should Kosovo give up its drive for recognition? It's an independent republic. I mean, this is an unacceptable limitation of its foreign policy. President Aleksandar Vučić, representing Belgrade, and Prime Minister Albin Kurti, representing Pristina. Look, let's come also to that point. Kosovo has also a president. Why is the president and here the prime minister? That's a question we have to ask, yeah? Good, but that might be the decision of Kosovo. And then, again, I have already said, as long as the EU is not ready to call this dialogue not Belgrade, Belgrade is not a subject of international law, it's Serbia. And it's not Pristina Republic, but the Kosovo Republic. We lead the discussion on finalization of agreement on normalization of relations between both parties. The process should be concluded before the end of February 2020. That's the first thing I completely agree. Let's get it over and done. Yes to the euro, yes to NATO, all both, and settle with a peace agreement. The timeline is right, February 2020. The process should be based on key elements on the legally binding agreement between Belgrade and Pristina, with the aim to ensure normalizations of relations by respecting the Paris Charter and Helsinki Final Act and the guiding principles of the Contact Group for a Settlement of the Status of Kosovo 2005, and ensuring the implementation of all agreements reached by the Brussels Dialogue. Yes, you know, the Brussels Dialogue, that means obviously then also the municipality, the Association of Serb Municipalities, and that, you know, was accepted in 2013, and then it should be also kept. I don't like ethnically based kind of association, you know, because federalism is the much better answer for any of these issues. But now it was already accepted. But to have a Serb, in the Serb municipalities in Kosovo also live other minorities, yeah? It's not that only Serbs live in Serb municipalities. There is no ethnic purification. Every European can live in every European municipality and can vote there if then they are in the European Union. So why should, for example, when I retire in Kosovo, I love it very much, and then I settle down there, and then this municipality is then a Serb municipality, like I'm a minority or not welcomed, or what is that? And only Serb municipality can be in that association? I mean, we should not do the same mistake of Dayton to name entities after ethnicities. It's so bad. This is the Serb municipality association. I mean, who has agreed on that in Brussels is an idiot and is really so wrong. It is in every principle we work since 30 years in Europe. Yeah? It's totally against that. Yeah? But okay, this was agreed. I can probably not as someone, whatever. Here is now, and that's anyhow not such a problem, such an association. Kosovo has already an association of municipalities. Then, you know, you give the same rights to both, yeah, and no more, obviously, because that cannot be the Republika Srpska. This association gets the same rights like all other municipalities, like it's called on, you can see AKM, it's the Association of Municipalities in Kosovo, and there actually the Serb municipalities are member. So I don't know who in Brussels is still thinking, but, and here comes the other thing. The autonomous district of North Kosovo shall include the territory of the towns of Svetjan town and 35 villages, Leposavic and 72 villages, Mitrovica North and the adjacent industrial zone of Subin Potok. That's basically the north of Kosovo. That's an autonomous district. Here we're coming in the idea of South Tyrolean autonomy for the north of Kosovo, which I think it's a good idea. Yeah. You know, I talk already a lot about this. You know, it's obviously complicated in many reasons, but I was always for South Tyrolean autonomy. It's working very well. Alto Adige in Italy, the German-Austrian minority there, and it's a good idea. But obviously, dear friends and dear listener, it must be the same rights also for the Albanians living in Serbia. In the Pecina district called Preševo International is more famous, but it's called the Pecina district of Serbia. It's one of the subjects and districts, political entities of Serbia in the south between Bulgaria, Macedonia and Kosovo. there's mostly not quite a lot of Albanians living. And you know, when we do it for that 70,000 Serbs, such an agreement, then for the 70,000 Albanians living there in the south of Serbia, they don't matter. Such a kind of a regional autonomy can only be settled in reciprocity, that exactly the same status which for South Tyrolean autonomies is given to the north of Kosovo, which is given to the south of Serbia. And again, I said it very clearly already many times, it must be done not on an ethnicity terms. No Serbian North Kosovo or no Albanian South Serbia. No, it is also not German Austria or German South Tyrol. It's called Alto Adige. So again, such a region can be called European Mitrovica if you want, or European Pecina. I've made the proposal already. So then they get a regional autonomous status, fine, with minority rights. But again, also in the north of Kosovo, it's not only Serbs living, you know, and who will test? Will then the EU come and test the blood test if you're ethnically pure Serb? I mean, get a grip. This is not possible. What we can do is, of course, regional autonomy, European style, yeah, like in South Tyrol, Alto Adige, but also inside Serbia, also inside Kosovo, not on ethnicity lines, but for that region, where then also a majority can be Serb speakers of the Serb nationality. They will always have a governor there, a regional council. They will have the majority in the voting system. Yes, and they will have this regional autonomy. But obviously on an international secured way, not as a kind of entity to break away tomorrow, the moment the EU is not looking, but on a decent way. On a serious way, I mean, that must be secured. The autonomous district of North Kosovo is then, just let me, shall have the governor that shall represent the government of Kosovo, shall have the governor, the assembly, and shall represent the people and the executive council, and shall be a joint organ of the autonomous district, the government of Kosovo, the government of Serbia, and the European Union. Now, that's very interesting combination. Imagine Mr. Arno, I forgot the exact name of him, he is the governor of Alto Adige. He would be the government of Serbia and the European Union. He should be serving Kosovo, Serbia, and the European Union. Look, I have already made it often very clear how to settle this. Please go to my situation and my podcast about co-managed regions. There can be, for example, a EU agency set up, which has some kind of executive powers in European Mitrovica, which is paid by the European Union with an executive who is assisting, advising and supervising in a way, and this government as well. Such an entity can be done. But that the same person is running then as a government official of Kosovo, of Serbia and of the European Union. I mean, I would not like to be that person. How shall that be? The countries will not be great friends in the future, and you cannot make one person reliable to be in the government authority and the responsibility of three different kind of hierarchies and legal systems. And it's a confusing idea. I don't know who drafts such papers. It's a mystery to me. What can be done is, repeat, there can be regional autonomy in the north of Kosovo. Yes, it can be called European Mitrovica. There can be a governor elected. This can be done. Yes, very good. It can be also so gerrymandered that the Serbs have a majority. He is obviously then a Kosovo government official, obviously paid by Kosovo taxpayers, because this is an integral part of the north of Kosovo. And the same can be done also in the south of Serbia for the Albanians there. And so can be also gerrymandered if it's necessary to have the right outcome. But it must be respective, not at the same time of many leaders, but he can only be the Kosovo government official. Additionally, the EU can set up specific agency in that region with a budget to develop the north of Kosovo and to make it an integrated European region also economically successful. And then let's continue. Both parties should give great emphasis upon ensuring the unfettered and undisturbed existence and operations of the Serbian Orthodox Church in Kosovo. The church and its internal organization shall be recognized explicitly by the Kosovo authorities as a self-governing part of Kosovo political and constitutional system. Its property shall be inviolable and it shall enjoy privileged status. Protective zones shall be extended in more than 40 key religious and cultural sites. The Serb Orthodox Church in Kosovo, as an essential part of the Serb Orthodox Church, shall, in concordance with the proposed constitutional changes, be governed by the Patriarch of the Serb Orthodox Church, which shall have the seat in the Patriarchate of the Peć Monastery. Look. On this one, in the Artisari plan, there is already wide-reaching protection for the Serb Orthodox entities and for the church, for the property, and this all basically to the best Artisari could do, and he is really one of the best in the world on that one. He has guaranteed that all. I don't know why we do have to start with all this over again. Who is really unhappy? The idea to create some kind of Vatican in Peć, look... More or less, it's already like this, yeah? Because they have all the rights, they have all the protection, it's already happening. I mean, it must be workable. It can be also some changes. I'm not completely against that, yeah? But must be workable for all sides, yeah? And it must be decent, yeah? And it's already so much happening. I don't know where the actual problem lies. If anybody can explain me, I would be very happy. To my best knowledge, since 2004 and the tragic events which then had led to the Artisari framework and the Kosovo constitution, which has led to independence, everybody lived in peace and harmony in Kosovo from the side of the Serbian Orthodox Church. And there is cooperation and security and development. I don't know why we need that. But, you know, that is not something I have a very clear opinion about. Both parties will establish the Mitrovica economic zone as a catalyst and boost for the economic development in both sides of the border based on the concept of European regions to ensuring the establishment of an economic free zone that will straddle along North Kosovo and Southwest Serbia, Novi Pazar region, having special governance institutions as a transnational free zone. Here a lot of things are confused. First of all, I said it's a very good idea to have regions in already in Kosovo, I said it, Federal Kosovo, very good idea. It's also a good idea to have European Mitrovica region. It's also a good idea that Serbia exactly has such a regional autonomy for the south of Serbia and also for the Sandžak, because now we're talking about the Bosnian, it's mostly Muslim Bosnians who live in the corridor towards Bosnia. That's called the Sandžak, and Novi Pazar is the capital. And here to have some regional autonomy, if Serbia is already in the process, let's do a regional autonomy as well. There, I'm sure the Bosniaks who are completely underinvested in Tutin and Novi Pazar would be so happy to have more rights there as well. The other thing is also it's very important to have this what I call the general pattern zone, you might remember, to have a European region there, cross-border, together with the north of Montenegro, the south to Sandžak and the north of Kosovo. Also, it's useful to take also the north of Montenegro, Bjelopole, in that zone. It's actually historically also called Sandžak. The whole region can be called Sandžak because that's what it was historically, called like that in Turkish times. And it would be the European region Sandžak of all these three parts and regions of the three countries together. And then they can also develop some special cooperation. But to have a free zone, that's again something completely, we don't have that in Europe so much. And it's also not that the borders can be different than the borders to other regions. Yeah. And this is not obviously we should all be in a customs union. Yeah. The European customs union. We should all have the euro. Yes, Montenegro and Kosovo have that already. Serbia get it as well. Yes, the border should be less important, but not a free zone with some kind of special privileges just in that three regions, which are not really EU compatible. That must be reasonable done. And otherwise we get a lot of complexities and smuggling and kind of arbitrage in pricing. That's not what it's needed. On the contrary, what is needed And I called about 2,000 times already in the last 10 years. I was working on one special development paper for the EU, some 2006 or 7 already. And I said, it's the most logical thing to extend the Mitrovica highway towards Novi Pazar and to Sarajevo. This is the development for Sanjak. This is the development which we need. And where is the clarity for that highway, which I call since 13 years, of course, ignored. That is the thing for that. Not a transnational free zone, but a highway. It's quite simple. Kosovo is very good in building highway. Serbia is very good in highways. Also, Bosnia builds now very good highways. Let's connect Serbia and Bosnia via this. I call it the Sanjak Highway of Peace. And that's a very beautiful, real peace project between Sarajevo, going to these eastern Bosnian places like Gorazde, the symbols of the Serb genocide there, going then to the symbols of Serb neglect of Novi Pazar and the Sanjak, and connecting this one. Serbia is already building a highway towards Montenegro, so it's all very easily. That just needs about 40 kilometers of highway, which the EU can easily fund additionally. Yes, both parties should undertake constitutional and legislative changes to ensure the implementation of the legally binding agreement. Yes, it would be easier to simply ratify it in both parliaments, I would say. Upon ratification, here's written, of the legally binding agreement, Serbia agrees not to object to the application by Kosovo or its membership in international, multilateral and regional organizations, institutions and instruments in which Serbia is already member. Yeah, that's basically recognition. Let's call it by the name, because when this is not, you know, now we have leverage. Yeah? Later it will be very complicated. If something like that would be signed, Kosovo accepts it, and then later Serbia is member of the EU, let's see if Serbia will ever accept Kosovo as a EU member. So we are getting in a big mess later. So now it's the time to settle it once and for all and ask for recognition and offer the euro and NATO membership, and insist on it. Both parties will proceed on the presumption that neither of the two states can represent the other in the international sphere or act on its behalf. Both, yeah, by the way, Kosovo has never acted on the behalf of Serbia and will not do so in the future. So it's a very unilateral problem. Both parties proceed on the principle that sovereign jurisdiction of each other of the two states is confined to its own territory. Yeah, Kosovo is not regulating for, Serbia which is doing all this. They respect each other independence. Now it's written independence, yeah? Why not then recognition? And autonomy in the internal and external affairs. You know, that's a very clear statement. And with that one, I totally agree, but we have to call it recognition. Both parties shall exchange permanent missions. Here, it's interesting to know exactly how the German-German treaty worked, because this is supposedly not really a German paper, but it is somehow from this idea, because Germany has never recognized Eastern Germany, but they had this permanent mission in Berlin. So there was a Ministry for Inner German Relations, and not really ambassador, but high representative or something, or representative of GDR, was basically looking like an ambassador, acting like an ambassador, but the Germans, the Western Germans, never called him ambassador, and he was not accredited to the Foreign Affairs Ministry, but to the Ministry of Internal Affairs, and some have not this knowledge, and they have copied that model. Both parties shall exchange permanent missions. That's the idea of this German-German relation, which I made already many podcasts, is not applicable for Kosovo and for Serbia because it's not one nation uniting one day. There will be, you know, unification. These are different people. They hate each other. They never will love each other. They have never wanted to be together. The Albanians of Kosovo, they were occupied in 1912. This is a colonial war from the start. There was suppression and colonialism and imperialism by Serbia against them. And it's not a unification issue like the Eastern Germans, which were occupied by the Soviet Union. Otherwise, they would have also united. And this will be, it's very, very wrong from the beginning to think in any kind of concept of German-German issue, because Yugoslavia is not the Germany of the past. Yeah? It is not that they were the same people and they don't want to unite. So then, yeah, and practical questions relating to the establishment of the missions shall be dealt in respect to the Vienna Convention on Diplomatic Relations. Fine. Both. So it's again, you know, the Vienna Convention, that's important to understand. That's for interstate relation. That's basically the codification process of our Westphalian system. So basically, that is what states regulate their affairs. So basically, that means recognition. Both parties shall establish a mutual friendship council. It's a funny name, because in communism, this was always, everything was Druzhba, the Druzhba pipeline. And in Yugoslavia, obviously, that was called always Bratstvo and Jedinstvo, brotherhood. And now the EU is imposing a friendship council. You know, that's there is no friendship lost. I'm really sorry. That's an illusion. Yeah? Of course, such a council is in principle a good idea. And there should be some bilateral commission. It's better to call it commission. Maybe also there can be, you know, we can be creative in that one. There can be, for example, also joint commission of bilateral affairs, like also sovereign states do have that for the economic affairs, and that can have a bit more role in such a joint commission. And there can be some kind of joint Kosovo-Serbian commission. Many issues cannot be solved now. There will be issues, and there will be many issues. So such a commission, but there must be the EU member from the beginning, yeah? And the US, obviously, and NATO. And then all the issues can be addressed, because no such agreement now until February 2020 can solve all the open issues from war claims and past debts and, you know, property exchanges, missing persons, war crimes, compensations. There is many atrocious genocide has happened, you know. There must be, obviously, a joint commission for truth and reconciliation and bilateral economic issues of inheritance. This is a big issue. And this joint commission must be internationally supported, and it will work with the time frame of 10 years or maybe 20 years to solve all these issues. And that's actually a very good idea, and that I would surprise, but don't call it Druzhba. Don't call it Bratstvo, Jedinstvo, this kind of things. And don't use the word friendship when there is no friendship, because then we lose the credibility of such a process. And it's like a joke for everybody who knows the situation. And all the people involved obviously know the situation much better than me. And there is no friendship. The High Representative of European Union for Foreign Affairs, Mr. Borrell, shall undertake a negotiation process and organize, with the support of Germany and France, in Paris in June 2021. That's just around the corner. That's a very, you know, that's something I completely agree. Let's do an enlargement summit. I have made the case already many times. We need a NATO enlargement summit where all the countries of Europe are invited. We discuss individually with each of them who is invited, can join in 2024. Kosovo will for sure come. If Serbia come, we will see. So let's do a summit in June, yeah, with Biden present. He invites all the six neutrals and all Ukraine and Georgia, Moldova and Bosnia, obviously the best developed country of all for NATO membership. And then also Kosovo and Serbia. If Serbia doesn't show up, fine, their choice. But all the rest gets then the invitation in the hand of Biden to join NATO in 2024. And the process is moving on. And also, let's not forget, just to be clear, the three countries which are already in NATO, like Macedonia, Albania and Montenegro, they get at the same summit, EU-US, already the invitation to join the EU under American leverage against the Europeans, who are so racist, to delay, and then to get the invitation. So we have this new enlargement round, the three new countries, and the 12 new countries of NATO, this summit. Yeah, that should happen in June 21. In Paris or in Brussels, I think, to have, you know, Paris always wants to have all the peace treaties without making peace. That's too much honor. Our capital is Brussels, not, I don't know why Paris, yeah. Paris is a very problematic city for this, with all this legacy of the Paris Peace Treaty, which actually subjugated Kosovo to Serbia, let's not forget, yeah, because Serbia in 1912 and in 1918-19 didn't want, Kosovo didn't want to be part of Serbia, to be very clear. There was no consent of the governed. Yeah? This was a military imposed border because of the lines of the retreat over the mountains. Yeah? And that was basically the mountaintops were chosen as the border. And obviously the Albanians were divided by this and this was nothing as a role model for a Paris peace treaty. And what Macron has done recently on all issues is not allowing this honor to give. Yeah, and this must be. And also, the French have kicked out NATO. Don't forget, in 67. So the point is, the treaty must be signed. The NATO summit will be in Brussels. It will be again, you know, the Paris comes again out of this idea to divide us, yeah, because Vucic doesn't want to go to Brussels because that's the capital of NATO. He doesn't want to join NATO because he loves to do these events like in 2019 to somehow whip up the crowd in Serbia against NATO. But it's all, we are the same. You cannot join EU without NATO because we are the same Germans, the same, not the Austrians, unfortunately, true. There are some 30 million Europeans who have not seen the light, but from the other 410 million, we are all in NATO, and it's the same alliance, ultimately. The decision makers are the same, the big countries are the same. So it's not a pick and choose rose garden. Either you join us completely, it's called the West, or you stick with Russia, Mr. Vucic. Yeah, the High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, upon conclusion of the legally binding agreement, let's call it also peace treaty, I think that's better, shall report in September 2022 to the General Assembly and close the issue, and peace is concluded. Yeah, for this we need a peace treaty in order to have a so-called settlement agreement, which Austria has given to Italy at the UN process after everything was fine for the German-speaking people of South Tyrol. And this is exactly what also should be the result. Once we have, and that must be postponed, because it can only happen after NATO membership, because the security of the old Balkans depends on Serbia being in NATO, because Serbia is the four-time aggressor nation. Let's not forget, they started the wars. They have not made the full repentance development. And so the only way to keep everybody at peace, yeah, and to avoid pressure and military threat is also that Serbia makes the U-turn and joins NATO as well. And without that, I will oppose EU membership, and everybody reasonable in Germany and in America will oppose it as well. Maybe the Portuguese don't care so much, and whatever, the Norwegians. But it's absolutely crazy idea to have a country which is not peaceful. And by the way, in the EU, we have also defense obligations agreement. And it's just, you know, Mr. Vucic not being ready to say something nice about NATO is not enough reason for us to separate ourselves from America, and then to have an even much more complicated EU-NATO relation because of Serbia's internal issues. Yeah. And it all boils down if the Kosovo war was just or not. I please refer also to the interviews I made with President Nishani and President Sedillo for this reason. And it is a just war. Obviously, it was necessary, and it saved hundreds and thousands of lives and has kept Kosovo from the war machine of Milosevic and all his genocide. And, you know, that must be very clear. And I think the evidence is absolutely clear. So this is the way. And when it comes to a non-paper, I'm really happy that now there is this process and seemingly decision makers really think, at least that's a more advanced paper from the last one, so we can maybe work with that. Again, in the simple terms, it's NATO, NATO, NATO. That's very clear. It's the euro for Serbia, and it's EU membership in 2029, and that's the road for peace. And then we can conclude everything nicely and happily towards the European, towards the global level. We don't need the UN for any of this. We have a complete European affair here. We don't need any Russia. We don't need any China, because that's basically the tool of their power in Europe, is the UN influence. No, no, no. We can do peace ourselves in the internal European affairs with the help of our ally America, and nobody else we need. Certainly no Russians and no Chinese. Absolutely not. What we need is the five non-recognizers and Bosnia, Ukraine, Georgia, Moldova to recognize Kosovo, to make them clear that we otherwise freeze their funding. No euro anymore to Spain and to Romania and to Greece and to Slovakia and all this Cyprus, obviously, if they don't fall in line with our foreign policy. And then to make also very clear that we have a partnership, an alliance, and really a friendship with America, and we need their firepower, also their diplomatic support to get this done. And when it comes, of course, I made it quite clear, I think, about this regional autonomy must be done on reciprocity, because it's not Kosovo, which is something wrong, which needs to be reprimanded for not treating their people there very nicely. Actually, the minority situation of the Kosovo Serbs in Kosovo is much, much better than the Albanians and the Bosniaks and the Hungarians and the Germans living in Serbia today. So this has turned around, because in the last 15 years, Kosovo was reconstructed by, not at least also I helped, but by the Western community after our principle. If we would have done something really wrong there, if the situation would not be perfect. And, you know, perfect, obviously, economically, it's far from it, but it's actually from the right situation and from the security and from the question if you can sleep in night at night there safely. It is there. And that's achieved. Yeah, there's no harassment by the authorities for the Kosovo Serbs in Kosovo. There's a lot of harassment for the Kosovo, for the Albanians in Serbia today. So let's get a bit the perspective right. And let's get it done. And the next, it's already the second non-paper. I will communicate the third non-paper, hopefully coming soon as well. And I will also do a detailed assessment, whatever I have in the public domain, and give you my opinion about this and how to make peace in the Balkans. Because now we are close. We can do it. It just needs, you know, a little bit more clarity from the authorities of the Western world, and that we are NATO. And I remember that hashtag, we are NATO. Are we not NATO? If somebody in Berlin has forgotten it recently, I hope the German voters will vote these persons out, because I am confident that the Greens will be a very clear pro-NATO party. And that's very good. And there will be decency. So in a way, if this is the maximum quality currently can be developed by French-German leadership, then we don't need such a leadership, and we better wait for the German elections to have a new foreign ministry and a better performance by the authorities. Or we even wait until the French elections, because somebody else wants to make some fame with peacemaking in the Balkans before the May 2022 elections. And there is no need to hurry, actually, because we can do all this also later. Because anyhow, it depends on the EU willingness to give Serbia the euro, allow this. And that's, we will see if there is a readiness for that. And the question if Serbia accepts NATO. And, you know, it will only accept it if it gets something really serious for it. That's obviously the EU membership. But we can substitute that in the first phase with the euro. So it's all depending on better leadership. And we have to wait for a new German chancellor ready to make exactly this deal. And we need then a German-American agreement on that one, like for independence in 2008, and then we can get that done. And in the meantime, let's have a lot of non-papers, but let's treat them as non-papers as well, because they deserve exactly that status as non-papers. So good. Thanks a lot for listening. Now a bit of a longer period, but I read you also this latest information from leaked from the Kosovo press and also my comments. I hope it was useful for the debate. Thanks a lot for listening, and for peace in Europe made by NATO, EU, and the euro, and sealed peace by the euro, please. Thanks a lot.